getting us started here tonight. Morristown Tennis in the building. We're joined by head coach Pat Coney. Thanks for bringing the group in.
Thank you for asking us.
How long you been head coach now?
This is my 11th year doing this.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
How different, if you are you now as a head coach than you were when you first started?
A little bit more laid back.
Okay.
And more looking for the technical part of it. But, yep.
I usually ask some of the ladies and the guys during the course of the season, and I'll probably do that when we get to the rest of the teammates here on the show, when their tennis started for them. When did tennis start for you?
Oh, I started back in 1973.
Okay.
When I was in high school, and I was one of the founding members of the Harrison High School team in West Lafayette.
Really?
So I was there for 2 years, but I wasn't very good.
So... enjoyed the sport, I hope.
I did enjoy the sport. After I got out, I went over to Purdue University and started playing over there a little bit, and sometimes with other people that I found. But I enjoyed it. But then I went to Ball State and kind of got away from it. Got involved in soccer for several years.
I guess I haven't really thought about it. Being 1973, I mean, if you know, how wide-ranging was tennis in the schools at that point?
Well, we still were looking at, you know, Chrissy Everett. Mm-hmm. And John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors, and so it was kind of big a little bit back then. So it was pretty good. But Harrison had not been there for very long before we got our team anyway, because I had the second graduating class before they opened it up. So
Pat Coney with us. We'll be getting some introductions in for the Morristown team members with us coming up shortly. We're close to sectionals. As a matter of fact, by the time this evening, maybe the next hour or so is over, you'll know who you're going to face in the upcoming sectional. Whether it be a letter grade or however you want to assess it, what does this team accomplish this season?
I think this team accomplished quite a bit. I know we went 9-8 for the season, but even the 8 wasn't as good as, I mean, we could have done a little bit better on those. But I think there's anybody we can go out there and beat in the county here. And Triton Central is going to give us a run for our money, but I really think that Shelbyville and Waldron and Southwestern, I think we can take down.
With you mentioning those teams around the county, and basically that's been the sectional field for several years, especially with Waldron taking a step forward, is this as balanced as we've seen the county in a while?
It's, I think, overall, but, you know, looking at Triton Central's scores and what they've been doing, they're on a roll right now. And so I really believe that's the team, obviously, to beat this year. And so I'm kind of hoping we don't get them for a draw first.
Understood. We've got four Morristown players here with us. And, Coach, if you would, let's highlight the first just off your right shoulder and give me some news and notes in introduction, if you would.
Well, this is Kenzie Logan. Kenzie's my number one singles player. Very proud of Kenzie. She's done great this season. Let me see. I've got to use my notes here. She went 17-2 as a number one player this year on the season. Her biggest win, I think, for me, I don't know about her, but my biggest win was from Greenfield Central with their number one player. Kinsey was down 5-2, and I thought, this is hard. I mean, I looked at that girl. She was tall. She had the shots. She was getting the balls in on her serves, and I thought, so I started kind of, you know, I said something to Kinsey, and then I kind of walked down, looked down, you know, went down the other side, and all of a sudden, I looked back down there. I saw the score starting to slowly creep back up, and here Kinsey was at the end of the first set. She beat her 7-5 and kind of broke her a little bit, and so she then beat her in the second set 6-4. So that was quite an accomplishment, and I was very proud of Kinsey. And, you know, Kinsey starts off a little bit slow, and I think what she does, she probably won't understand this, but I see it, where she, you know, she kind of analyzes to see what the other kids are doing and how they're taking their shots and what she needs to do. She doesn't see it, but I see her doing that. And so she starts off slow and then all of a sudden just starts beating on them and goes at them. And that's what she likes to do. And that's fun to watch all the time. So, but that's what she does.
Let's get a microphone over to Kenzie. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah.
I think I need to turn. It's been a technical nightmare for me on the show. Hi, Kenzie. Thanks for coming. I spotted this picture as I was getting ready for the show tonight. Congratulations on
Thank
the number
you.
One singles championship.
Thank you.
Season at 17-2, as good as you would have hoped? Better?
Yeah, a lot better. I've been putting a lot of effort over the summer, so it means a lot. Like, actually it showing.
When it comes to some of the things Coach mentioned about your game, is it easy to hear either criticism or even finding different angles from somebody who's watching you when you're the player? Is it tough to recognize those, and then is it tough to adjust to those?
It can sometimes be tough to adjust, but I set my mind to like what he's telling me when I come to the fence, and he's like, you need to make her move more, go back and forth, or go to the same spot, so that helps.
As you got ready for this season, tell me about, let me change that question, actually. Is there a match that you were looking forward to the most this season, something you kind of had circled on your schedule for this year?
Yeah, playing Southwestern, because I played their number two last year, and she was good. And then I've seen Atlanta play number one, and that's always been a great match, and I always just wanted to beat her.
How far back does tennis go for you? Is it a high school thing or even before?
Just since freshman year.
Well, what got you started? I mean, I know a lot of people who, they'll go play with their buddies or their friends, but it isn't a competitive sport. So how did you get into it for that?
My dad, actually. We sometimes would play over the summer, but then freshman year, I just really loved it a lot.
And the competition with your dad is like what?
We compete like really hard with each other. It's super fun. He's always trying to make me better.
Is there a score kept?
Yes, there's always a score kept.
And you've beaten him already, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you remember when it happened the first time?
Probably like after the third or fourth time we would play each other. I think he would kind of back off just a little to make me feel good. And then for real, it was probably like last year.
Best part of your game, and if I could give you a magic wand, what would you make better just before sectional gets started?
I would work on my serve.
Okay.
A lot better. Take more time. Think about where I want to hit it, I guess.
Okay. Kenzie, congratulations. Terrific season. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Coach, intro number two, if you will.
Well, I want to say a little bit more about Kenzie
here. Yeah, please.
By the way,
ahead.
We're tied 1-1 right now, so she's got to play me sometime soon.
Can we cover that?
Yeah,
can
sure.
You announce the date that's going to happen?
I don't know when it's going to happen. So, no, Kenzie came out her freshman year, and she was a small, little, tiny little thing, and she worked really, really hard just working on placing the ball. And then last year I saw a large improvement. This year she is taking lessons from the Indianapolis Racquet Club, and I saw a tremendous increase on her, and she's getting so much stronger. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she can do next season, because I know she's going to keep up with it, and she's told me this is the love of her sport right here, so I like to see that. So
good,
that's
deal.
All fun. Well, let me go with the next one, be Elena Munson. She's my number two player. She is 13-6 for the season. She's a strong number two player. I know that she had to go against Kenzie here, and Kenzie took her down, but she didn't complain too much about it. And I know maybe she was upset a little bit, but other than that, she's been filling that number two role very, very well. And so I'm very proud of her on that one. So I always talked about her, placing the ball, because we start talking about that quite a bit last year. And, finding the targets, make the girl move around. She kind of, reiterated that as well. Also, a couple things, too. She's 3-1 in the conference play and 3-1 in winning anybody in the county here. So she is a senior this year, so I will miss her. So I'll give it to Elena now.
Elena, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Are you starting to get some of those senioritis things, it's the last time for this or the last time for that kind of thing?
Oh, most definitely. I'm a crier, and so like every senior night I've had, I've just bawled my eyes out. So, but then again, it's like really bittersweet because I'm moving on to bigger, better things, but it's sad to leave everything that I've ever known behind. So,
well, before we talk about what has been, look ahead for me. What is coming up for you?
I'm playing basketball at Franklin, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Do they, I mean, it's just May, you're still wrapping up your high school season, but do you already have like a laundry list of things from Franklin coaches, you know, like a summer layout or that sort of thing you're supposed to do?
Yeah, we have a lot of open gyms already, but I haven't really gone to any open gyms because of tennis. But my coach understands that, and so she's telling me, at least you're doing something, and you're not just sitting on your butt at home watching TV. So I'm like, yeah. And so, but yeah, we have a lot of open gyms coming up over the summer, and I have training over the summer that I'm going to do for basketball, so I'm really excited for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now back to tennis.
Yep.
And I've talked with a lot of players, and I know challenges can come up. I don't know how they're scheduled or you folks arrange them with the Morristown team specifically, but talk about using the challenges to base who's going to play where, and you played number two singles, and you played it very well this year.
Yeah, I actually liked number two a lot this year, a lot better than I did last year as number one. I liked number one, but I don't know, number two, I feel more confident at number two. I feel more comfortable. So, and Kinsey really worked hard this year, so she's doing awesome at number one. So,
how has the season ranked for you as opposed to what you thought you could get done at number two singles?
I actually did okay.
Okay.
I thought I'd do better, but I really focused on basketball. So I,
sure,
over the summers, cause college was coming up. So I didn't focus as much on tennis. So I kind of understand that I didn't do as well as I thought I would, but that's just how it goes, I guess. So,
have you got, and if there isn't one, tell me, that's fine. Have you got kind of a high point and or a low point for this season for you? One you're like, I can't believe that happened, was really excited or anything like that from your personal playing this season?
I actually was really nervous to play Greenfield as well.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're a 4A school. You know, mm-hmm, they're huge, and they're like, every sport is like, the player is, oh, this is my sport. And, you know, Morristown, you have to play multiple sports because it's so small. So I was nervous to play Greenfield. And I went in there, and I won, and we won the whole match. So I was actually really shocked and really surprised. And my lowest point was probably conference. I went in there because I beat the girl that I played during regular season. So I was like, oh, I got this. And I went in, and she came out to play that morning, and I didn't do as well as I thought I would. So that was kind of my lowest point, I think. But
does your basketball help your tennis or vice versa? Footwork, that type of thing?
I actually think it does a lot, because with tennis, you know, you have to go back and forth across the court. Kind of like with defense on basketball, you have to go sideways, back and forth to stop the defense. So I think it helps a lot with my footwork playing basketball.
I should have asked Kinsey this, and sometimes questions come up, and I think of them as we go through the show. But tennis for you, I mean, you're going on to play basketball. We know that. Does tennis, you think that'll sit around for you as a recreational sport as the years go by?
Yeah, I actually think it will. I actually, the Franklin coach from tennis actually wants me to play there too. And I don't know, two sports in college is kind of nerve-wracking, yeah, for me. So it's going to, if I decide to, I could probably, they said I could just walk on sophomore year. But tennis will definitely be a huge part of my life as my life goes on, because, you know, you can play tennis. I know an 80-year-old that still plays tennis, so and my dad still plays tennis, so if I ever wanted to play tennis, I know I could find somewhere to play.
The shape I'm in, I don't want to run into the 80-year-old who's still playing.
Yeah.
Elena, we've been calling your name for years. We'll certainly follow it from afar over at Franklin College. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you. It's been an honor playing at Morristown, so it's going to be hard to leave, but you got to move on, you know. Life goes on, so.
Don't start crying now, Elena.
I know. It's getting to me. It's coming.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Morristown coach Pat Coney's with us. He's got her introductions going, and who we got next?
Well, I want to talk about Patience Wood. She's not here. She's my number three singles, and she played doubles for several years. Matter of fact, she played with Elena for a couple of years, but she went to my number three, and she was 10-9 for the season, and basically when we were able to win, she had to win as well, because I could count on wins from these two guys, needed her to win as well,
yes,
and keep it going. So so she did come through. She did lose several tiebreakers, which was unfortunate for her. The best I've seen her play was this past weekend when she was playing, and she really worked hard to get it going, but she just unfortunately couldn't get going there. My number one doubles now is Haley Dunham, and fortunately Haley couldn't make it with us tonight, but I do have Brooklyn Landcable here. They've won two matches this year. They went to several tiebreakers a few times, but unfortunately came up short. Haley did a great job against Hauser. She went back and played singles for one night because she had an appointment to leave at 5:30, and I said, well, you got to try to, you know, we started at 4:30, and and I said, you think you can do this? And she goes, oh, I'm going to try. And so all of a sudden she, 6-0 in the first, she played three singles at that time.
Yes.
She went 6-0 for the first, and then I called her over because the girl had beat her two games in the second set. I go, are you going to be okay? I said, yeah, I'm going to be okay. Well, 50 minutes, which is probably a record time, she got out of there. She was done, and she beat her.
Wow.
6-0, 6-2. So that was kind of nice. Have with me here is Brooklyn. Brooklyn is a junior this year. She this is her first year. I tried to get her out last year, but she didn't want to come out this year. But anyway, it's hard for her to go from an orange ball to a small little yellow one and trying to hit it with an instrument. So she had a kind of a difficult time doing that. But, I know if she worked at it long enough and hard enough, I think she could be a very good player. She's very strong. She's pretty accurate when she listens. If she watches the ball, it would be even better. So, she knows I'm talking about it right now. So I was hoping that she would stick with it. Not sure what she's going to do. I know she was frustrated this year by some of the games, but that's kind of the way tennis goes. So I'm going to throw it to Brooklyn.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi.
That's a heck of an introduction right there.
Yeah, it happens.
And correct me if I say this wrong, if basketball is the more natural sport for you, describe getting accomplished and comfortable, maybe, in tennis.
Basketball isn't all natural. You got to work hard for everything you do in any sport, so I wouldn't say it's all natural. I mean, it does come easier because I've played it my whole life. But with tennis, like you said, it's a smaller ball, and you have to use something to hit it. So it's a little challenging, but when I'm, focused, they're just ready. They're all focused to go. I can play, and I can know where it's going. But sometimes my mind's somewhere else, wanting to be on the court. So
to get adjusted to tennis, though, that's one thing. That's just a general statement. And then the next thing you know, you may flip-flop from doubles to singles. And I've got to believe that just adds another corkscrew into the equation.
Yes, for sure. Especially with being my first year, I have, the bigger court to play with. And just thinking about, I hit it out towards the end line or the sidelines a lot. So if I have to go smaller, that's going to be a challenge. But I think I could do it.
To come out and play tennis, was it Well, let me change that. Had you played tennis against brothers, against friends, anything? Did you know that you thought you'd like to give this a try, or was it coaches looking for some athletes to get some spots and said, hey, let's get you out there?
Coach has been trying to get me to play since freshman year,
yeah.
So there's always been that. And then Kinsey's been talking to me about playing. I've went out, kind of hit with her a few times, but, I wasn't really good. I went to a few summer workouts before my sophomore year, but I just decided with basketball I wasn't going to do it. And then Kinsey really talked me into it this year, so I ended up playing. And then I figured what's the worst it could do? It's going to help my footwork, so, there's that.
I'll give you this comparison. You tell me if this fits at all. For me, as an advancing age and the knees start to quit, which is coming awfully close, I cannot play basketball the way I want to anymore. I still play, but it's not the same. So I'm looking for other things to do. Golf is never, ever, ever going to happen for me. Never. It's an impossibility. Tennis, there's a chance at tennis if I don't play anybody who's too good. But here's my biggest problem. In basketball, if something's going wrong, your shot's not falling, you can be aggressive on defense. It seems like there's always something else you can fall back to. These sports, if I'm bad at whatever I'm supposed to be doing, I got nothing to fall back on. Is that what's good about basketball for you? You can fall back on something?
Yes, I agree 100% because, I mean, there's something you can always control on the basketball court, and it's energy and effort and attitude. I mean, there's that, and if your shots aren't falling, you have at the defensive end, you can help your team somehow, some way. I mean, if you're having a bad night in tennis, you're having a bad night. There's not really much you can do. You can try to focus more, but, I mean...
Well, Brooke, I know the feeling. I know the emotion. I appreciate you coming on tonight. Thank you so much, and good luck with sectionals.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for wishing me luck.
Coach?
I've got my number two doubles with one of them with me tonight. Kirsten Payne is not with me tonight, but I have Gabby Ibarra. Both are sophomores this year. This is Gabby's first year as well. Both have a lot of potential with hopefully summer open courts will help her. Mm-hmm. Watching her tonight and even the past couple nights, she has a lot of potential to get the ball in. We had a tough season this year because of the weather. And we were inside the gym quite a bit, and I know spring break snuck up on us really fast. We only had 1 week, and then spring break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kids went off doing their thing, you know, Florida or whatever, and we came back, and first Monday back we had a scrimmage. And then the next Thursday we had a match.
Yeah, that turnaround's tough.
That is a big turnaround, so it's really hard to do that. So this is, you know, like I said, hoping these guys will come out and hoping for the open courts and get out this summer. So that'd be good. And anyway, I'd like to go ahead and introduce Gabby Ibarra.
Hi, Gabby.
Hey.
Appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Tell me about playing doubles, from the communication to maybe even just knowing in your thought pattern where somebody's going to be, how they're going to play a ball. How is it getting adjusted to playing doubles?
It's really hard at first, but, like, the more, like, you just do it, like, at first it was really hard, but then, like, you got used to it and you just had to do it because that was the only way you could, because you wouldn't know where to go, what to do, if you'd run into your partner or not. So...
Is the communication between you, is it verbal? Do you have hand signals to each other? How does it work during the course of a match?
Usually it's verbal.
And is the verbal a calm conversation most of the time?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it can get a little, especially when you're losing, it's hard to keep calm, but I still try, you know.
Tell me, when did tennis start for you? How long ago?
I started this year.
Okay.
I wanted to do it last year, but I was nervous. I didn't know anybody, and I just didn't know. And then one of my friends asked me, and I was like, yeah, sure. And, it's not as much running as track, because I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. So,
was tennis a recreational sport for you, or is this really kind of your first feel of the sport?
Actually, this is... my first feel for the sport.
Okay. You think that made it easier getting into doubles, that you hadn't played by yourself a lot then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Where does the season, grade out the season for me, where does it stand expectation-wise against what happened?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, high marks in between...
Yeah, I mean, there were some really good times where I thought, like, man, we could win this, and then there were low points, too, so it was...
I may have never asked a tennis player this. I ask basketball players, even football players, but I never think to ask tennis players because the courts are pretty much the same. Is there any place you like to go play tennis?
I like to play at the net. I like to slam that ball down. I'm sorry, when I get mad, especially.
As you get ready for sectional play,
yeah.
Any expectations for this weekend? And I know we don't know who you're going to play yet.
Yeah.
You hoping to do some damage here in this sectional?
I hope so.
9-8 season, and I've seen so many scores. And again, Triton's record-wise probably had a better season, but it's been such a competitive year this year. Did you have anybody you looked forward to playing this year?
Not really, since it was my first year, but yeah.
Have you, you feel like you know the game a little bit better?
Yeah, I feel like I know it a lot better now that I've actually been out there and playing, so I hope I get better and work harder.
Any summertime plans?
Yeah. Yeah, I plan to go out and play and do some hard work and try to get some work in, you know.
All right. Keep at it, Gabby. I appreciate it.
Thank you.